Well, they do say if you don't fall off, you're not really trying hard enough. Well, yeah, I tried hard and fell off. So life happens. You have accidents, and sometimes you have to have time off work due to these things. Or if you're like me, you could do a bit of motocross and fall off, and that stops you being able to go to work the following week because you battered your arm up. It's just that some jobs you sort of can't do as an electrician with sort of one arm. So you need to sit back, relax, and give your body time to repair. You could sit back, Netflix and chill, and just watch box sets all the time while you're off. Or you could take action to make your business more discoverable to new customers and new clients for when you actually do go back to work. But what steps? Well, let's find out. Toolbox Talks for Electricians, helping electricians reduce stress, gain back time, and earn more money. Hello and welcome back once again. My name is Ben Poulter, your host of Toolbox Talks for Electricians. And today I'm here to tell you a few action steps that you can take whilst you may be sitting at home ill or sitting at home due to injury. And the idea of this podcast, it came around to personal circumstances. I fell off a motocross bike and unfortunately damaged my arm a little bit and put me out of action for a week. So rather than sit around doing nothing, I thought I'd basically help myself, put me in a better position to be able to get more work and build my business for when I went back to work. Because I do believe there's only so many box sets you can watch. Yep, you can get carried away, watch a box set, but then it'll only last a few days, especially when you've got time sitting at home. So you might as well do something productive whilst you're sitting at home than just sitting there watching Netflix. And I've said it before. Back in the day, yeah, posting leaflets through people's doors was maybe a good idea to drum up some business and drum up some new customers. But with the new technology and new ways that you can basically get customers into your business, yeah, I don't think posting leaflets is a fantastic idea. Because the old methods of maybe drumming up business was put a little ad in the local newspaper or maybe post leaflets. But if you think about it, how many times have you gone to your post box? Got a few leaflets from more than likely ground workers that are offering to do your driveway. How many times have you called them to say, yeah, please, I'll love you to do my driveway? It sort of doesn't happen. And I don't know, maybe it's not working on site, but I haven't bought a newspaper in at least a few years. And I think a lot of customers, they'll be the same as me. They probably don't read too many newspapers. They don't take much notice of the leaflets that they get through the door. So have a little think. How would you find an electrician if you needed one? And 100% word of mouth is the best way to drum up new customers or new clients. Because if someone tells maybe their mum and dad about this electrician that did some work for them, they've already established that sort of bit of trust with you because you've done a good job elsewhere. And word of mouth and recommendation, yeah, it is the best way to get new customers. So the first thing which I did was I had the week off. Is I constructed an email to send out to all my existing customers. Because basically, when you do an invoice, you do a test certificate, you've got their email, and I'm assuming that customers wouldn't mind getting an email from you to let you know just what your business has been up to. Not an email saying, hi, have you got any work for me to do? That's sort of begging, I wouldn't do that. But if you construct an email to say, hi, yes, my name's Ben Poulter. Remember, I did your conservatory or I did your rewire of your house. This is what we've been up to lately. We've been installing Nest heat controls, or we've been installing USB sockets, or something like kinetic switches, the new technology that's on the market that possibly a lot of customers they've never heard of. You can explain in that email as well. That what you've been doing, like check this kitchen out. This kitchen's what we did recently, and we've got beautiful undercupboard LED lights, or the modern lighting. People like the lights that they can't see. I like to be able to put the undercupboard lights in the undercupboards in the profile, so you can't see them. So when they come on, they look beautiful and they light up the kitchen. Sort of a picture like that would make a customer think, yeah, they look nice. Maybe an upgrade of a consumer unit that you did. You can take a picture of before, more than likely you've got on your phone of some dodgy old electric, a dodgy consumer unit that you've got in there that you've made 10 times better. You take a picture before and you take a picture after of what a great job you've done. So using them pictures in the emails to be able to say to a customer, yep, we did this, we changed the fuse board, we made it 10 times better, we fitted RCBOs, which also eliminates the problem. If one RCD goes off, it doesn't take out your whole house. Because a lot of the time, don't you know that some people phone you up and say, yep, all my electrics has gone off. It's gone. I haven't got electrics to the house. There's a massive problem. When really, it's more than likely just that outside light. It's got a bit of water in and the RCD is sensitive. So it's just tripped off that circuit. But it's took out on a 17th edition board, it will take out maybe the sockets, the fridge, the oven, a lot of other circuits as well. Or maybe you can show some installations of outside security lights. With the way the current climate is in the world, people like to light up their property at night to see when they're coming in the house, to see when they're maybe around the back of the garden. And then PIR lighting is a perfect opportunity to install for when people do go into your garden, the lights come on. And it's also a bit of a deterrent for burglars. If they've got lit up and there's a camera that's straight on them to say, right, we're filming you doing this burglary, mate, you ain't going to get away with it, they're more than likely run off. And this is a massive deterrent, what I say to customers as well. Even if they can't afford to have maybe a CCTV system as well, put dummy cameras up. Because if a burglar, I'm assuming, thinking like a burglar now, if you're going to go to a property and say, right, that property has got cameras all over it and PIR lighting, so they've took steps to maybe protect their property, whilst that one hasn't got anything, a burglar's going to pick the easier route. They're scumbags, let's be honest. So they're going to pick the easy route to be able to burgle the people where they're not going to get caught. So if you just brainstorm a few of the jobs that you've done recently and think, why did that customer have that job done? Why did he have his fuse board upgraded? Because he had tripping, because it was a problem, because it could have caused a fire. Some of the main points of why he had that fuse board upgraded will be sort of a nice bit of information to show other customers to say, look, this is why this customer had that done, because he didn't want to catch fire. Because when a customer gets that email, they'll read the email and maybe be impressed with the work that you've done. And then also think, my consumer unit looks like that. Maybe I need an upgrade. My undercupboard lights are a bit pants in my kitchen. Maybe Ben can put some new ones in for me, some LED lights with a kinetic switch, something like that. Like something that will make them jealous, possibly, of other customers, thinking, yeah, maybe I could do that. Maybe just get Ben around to give me a quote to see how much this will cost. Or on the flip side as well, maybe they're at work and they're in a big office and someone's talking away. There's always someone that's getting some work done. I'm having an extension done, but I can't get hold of a Sparky. Well, hang about. I had an email from this Sparky the other day and he's fantastic when he did a good job for me. So I'll mention this electrician to be able to you to give them a call. So that'll build your customers as well. You'll get another customer from someone mentioning you to their friends and family. And honestly, this has been my main growth of over the 20 years of being an electrician, building my own business, is word of mouth. People pass your number over, you get more jobs from that person. They pass your number over, you get more jobs. So the better you get known in the area as being a fantastic electrician, well, the more work you're going to do, you're going to be constantly inundated with people wanting quotes. If you want an example of the sort of emails that I've created to send out to customers, there'll be one in the show notes down below. Have a little look, download it, and maybe adapt it to be able to send out to your customers too. But another step that I'd maybe take if I was sitting at home doing nothing would be to set up a Google business profile. How many times, as I've heard it 3 or 4 times over this weekend, where people say, just Google it. Google it. It's a term in the dictionary now that we say, well, Google it. If you're looking for an answer, you Google it. You want a Sparky? Right, electricians in my area. That is one of the main search terms for people looking for an electrician on Google. So what if your name was to come up when someone said, I need an electrician? There we go. Ben Poulter comes up the top of the local area where you are working. And the trick with a Google business profile is that you can't just set it up and think, yeah, I'm going to get loads of work. Like all these social media platforms, you've got to keep interacting. You've got to keep updating that Google profile, maybe putting a couple of pictures on a day or a week sort of thing. Just keep it active to let Google know, yeah, I'm still around, I'm still in business. And then eventually that'll get you up the ranking in your area to the top of Google. And you can also pay for ads to be at the top of Google. But then once you start paying for ads, Yeah, that's going to be another outlay. I wouldn't say pay for ads straight away unless you were desperate for work. But with a Google business profile as well, the way that that works is people leave reviews. If maybe you've gone around there, you've installed a light, you've done their kitchen, you've done a rewire, purposely ask the customer, say, would you mind leaving me a review on my Google business profile? Because the more reviews you get, the better that the ranking that Google will stick you up there. But just be careful you do not get a bad review, because that can damage your profile quite a lot. Because with the reviews, if you think of when you go to buy something maybe off Amazon and you're not sure about, is this worth the money? So you have a little, not Google sort of thing, you check in the comments to see the reviews, to see what other people are saying about it. Is this a good item? Is this not? So if it's got good reviews, yeah, you go ahead and purchase it. So it's similar to the way that people look for an electrician on Google. They'll look at the reviews, they'll check it out, see what other people are saying about them, other people's experiences. And if you've got 100% fantastic reviews, they're just going to think, nice one, I'm going to give this guy a call. It's got great reviews and it stands a good outlet. It fills the customer confidence to think, right, they're putting themselves out there on social media for people to leave reviews about their work. So they must be confident in what they're doing. And another option, what you can do while sitting around, you don't want to be sitting around watching Netflix all the time, but you can, but you get bored of it sooner or later, trust me. So what you can do is set up a business page on Facebook. Facebook is growing to be one of the biggest social media platforms on the internet. So if you have a Facebook business page, set that up, go into joining local groups, because there's so many local DIY groups, local builder groups, local looking for electrician groups, and possibly answer a few questions. In the homeowners group even, there's some in there where they say, why is my socket all burnt out? Well, you can give a reason why sockets are burnt out. You can tell it, you can explain to them that it's probably something you want to get checked out by an electrician. And then they'll click onto it. Say your Google profile is Toolbox Talks for Electricians, the name of your company. They'll think, hang about, he's not called Ben Poulter. Why is he called Toolbox Talks for Electricians? It'll cause people to think, intrigue sort of thing, to think, why is he called that? They'll click on it, go to your profile, see all the work that maybe you've done for other people, and also the reviews you've got from other customers. And then think, yeah, I want this guy to come and check out what problem I've got with my electrics. And then whilst you're there, they'll probably build up saying, hang about, yeah, we're actually having an extension. So could you do the electric for the extension? These small jobs can easily turn into big jobs. But a quick tip would be to make sure that you only join groups that are local to you, from where you're prepared to travel. Because you don't want to be joining local homeowner groups in Scotland if you live in London. Because if someone reaches out to you and says, hi, I'd like you to come and check my work. Where are you? Well, I'm 200 miles away. It's not going to be something that you can help them out with. So it's going to be a bit of a waste of time for you and the customer. So only join the groups that are local to you, so they can phone you up and say, well, I'm down the road. Nice one. I can pop in on my way home from this other job, or I could pop around at the weekend, anything like that. You could arrange a time to go and visit that job and see what their needs are for the electrical work you need to do. And I think this works for all social media platforms, not just Facebook, not just Google business profile, because it's also a great idea to actually use all them photos that you take on your phone. How many photos have you got on your phone where you thought, yeah, look at this dodgy thing, I'm going to send it to my mate, it's a nightmare. So you take a picture of it, send it to your mate, he says, yeah, it's rubbish, but it sticks there on your phone. But then you do a lovely, beautiful job and you think, I'm proud of this, I'm going to show the missus. So you take a few photos on your phone of the beautiful job you've done, you show the missus, and it still sits on your phone. It does nothing. Use these photos to generate more business. And the photos that work best on all social media platforms is the transformation photos. Don't just put a photo on there of the finished product of how beautiful and fantastic it looked. People like to see, well, bad stuff. They like to see faults. They like to see dangerous situations. So if there's a dangerous situation, maybe if a wire's hanging down in the kitchen or a rubbish insulation, and you can explain why that's a rubbish insulation, take a photo of that, explain it, and say, look what he did to make it 10 times more safer and better. It could be something as simple as a light fitting. We took this rubbish light fitting down because it was drawing 100 watts with 100 watt lamps and replaced it with an LED fitting, which also saved the customer a lot of money. Because what that customer's looking for is the end result. Yes, they want to see a beautiful kitchen. Yes, they want to see a beautiful landscape garden with beautiful lights in there at night. But they also want to see how you got there. How did you do it? Because it's all fantastic putting the finished product on there, but it's good to show them the amount of work you had to do, because you can't come along and stick a light in there. You need to put the wiring in the right places. You need to see that that garden was landscaped. It was ripped up. We had to do chasers in the wall. We had to make a mess of that house before we put a socket in. It doesn't just happen that easy. And this will make a customer compare, basically, their current installation with your picture, what you've put on social media. And then obviously, again, make them think, I wonder if Ben can do that lovely job for me as well. But I would, from the beginning, concentrate on one profile if you're going to start building your Google business profile, or if you're going to start building a business page on Facebook, or even a TikTok account. Concentrate on one at a time to be able to build up, to get plenty of maybe photos or videos on there to be able to help create customers. Because I don't know if you know, but TikTok is becoming a bit like Google. People want to search up. If you go to TikTok today and search up flickering lights, the amount of videos that come up with solutions to why your lights are flickering. Might be a dimmer switch, might be the lamps. There is some funny videos on there to say it might be some spirits from an outer world. But there is plenty of videos on there that will help people find solutions, which is it's used similar to the way that Google is. People Google it. I don't know if this term will come around one day saying, let's just TikTok it. There's a lot of funny videos on there, but also a lot of good videos on there for people to find the solution. Because sometimes it is just a matter of changing the lamps. You've got some rubbish lamps that don't like work properly with the dimmer switch. So all they need to do is change the lamp. But if it is something they have to do is change the dimmer switch, they're going to call an electrician on the video that they've seen to see if they can help. But over time as well, the more accounts you create, like your Google business profile, your Facebook page, maybe a TikTok account, it's always a struggle to think, well, where am I going to send the customer to maybe find out about my work, to make them help them understand the sort of work I do, the good jobs that I do? Am I going to send them somewhere? And this is where having a Linktree comes into play. Now, I think that's a fantastic idea to be able to send people to a certain destination. And from your Linktree, you can prioritize maybe your Google page. If you're growing your Google business page, put that at the top. But obviously at the top of your Linktree, you want your contact details to start with, because some people are not really interested. They've been recommended. They can go straight to your Linktree and say, right, this is my contact details. And the fantastic thing that I find about Linktree is you can just generate a QR code. Every person in the world these days, maybe not every single one, but a lot of people these days in the world have a mobile phone. And how easy is it to switch on your camera, scan that QR code, and they've got a massive amount of information on you. Maybe you've got your business profile. They've got some pictures of some work maybe that they can look at to check out what you've done previously before. And with a Linktree profile, it's not going to change. You can change that Linktree profile to prioritize where you want to send your customers, what you want your customers to see. You can change that every day, whether you've got a Facebook page, whether you've got a Google business profile. There's even a link you can put on there to say, right, leave me a review. So it'll take them straight to the review part of the Google business profile. And I have created a video on how to set up a Linktree, which I'll leave in the show notes below for you to check out, go through step by step how to set up a Linktree, and that will help your business grow by directing your customers wherever you want. If you treat your Linktree a bit like a modern day business card, but with a stupid amount of information on there which your customers can choose from. But there's also something else that I did whilst I had this week off. I sort of tried to arrange the materials for the coming week for when I did go back to work. So I popped into the wholesalers, and this time I had plenty of time, so I could have a cup of tea. I could arrange all the materials for the coming week of the jobs I had going on, but also had time to sit down and have a little chat with other electricians and just ask them a simple question, how's work at the minute, mate? And you'll get into a conversation with other electricians you might have known, you might have seen them in and out, and they'll say, shit, I'm busy at the minute. I've got this bleeding job on. I could really do with a hand, but this is only one job. A lot of electricians, they maybe have big jobs come up here every now and again. And rather than going out to maybe get a couple of employees, because they don't really want to expand the business, some people do, and it's a good idea as well to have contacts as electricians in case you want to get an electrician job. But some people don't want to expand the business, so they just want to take on a subbie. So you could be that subbie. If you've got no work at the time, you could say, right, I could subcontract to you for a little while, mate, if you want to give you a few weeks, and that'll help out that electrician. So if you've got a contact as a few electricians and you're quiet on work, then you've got a load of network of electricians that you can call up and say, got any work at the minute, just to keep you busy. Because if you're not sitting at home with a bleeding hurt arm or anything and you're able to work, you might as well go out and earn some money. And all these steps that I've explained in this podcast has helped me as an electrician never be out of work. I've always got something to do. There's always a job that needs doing to maybe give someone a hand, or there's always jobs in the pipeline that are coming up. So I've not only built up a customer base as an electrician in the electrical industry, I've also built up a network of sparkies that we can give each other a hand if we need to. So if you only do one thing today, go and set up a Linktree profile. So obviously you can claim your name for your business and you can start building that out slowly and send customers with a QR code, with that picture. You can scan them, send them over to say, yep, you can check out my work on my Google business profile. There's plenty of photos on there. While you're there, mate, leave a review. That'd be a fantastic idea. Because it's making the right moves now to be able to build your business bigger and better in the future. So until next time, see you again.